Hugo Broos has been announced as the new Bafana Bafana coach, who during a media address, he was obviously participating virtually, he said that we will do everything in our power to make sure that Bafana Bafana qualifies for the World Cup, which is scheduled to take place next year in Qatar, and the World Cup qualifying matches start in earnest in the month of June. He's 69 years old. He's had a fair history of club successes in Belgium. He's won the Belgian Cup twice, as well as the Belgian Super Cup on four occasions, and he's coached Cameroon for the African Cup of Nations. Sizwe Mbete is a columnist and blogger. Sizwe, beyond that, I know very little about this man. What can you tell us about him? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Let me start with the best meme I got today was, Benny, what's your fragrance? Hugo Broos.
That's clever. That is very, very clever.
He's a typical Belgian coach. Has coached Anderlecht, has seen some European football, has gone through the structures. And in his first international job, which was with Cameroon, he won the 2017 AFCON. So he has a track record. Also, he's from a footballing country that is very very much famous for developing talent, as well as educating coaches. So he comes in with a fair bit of a reputation as well as experience. So we didn't get a bad guy at all.
Remind me, in 2017 when he coached Cameroon, he coached them to victory, right, for the AFCON Championships?
All the way to the podium, all the way to the podium. And that was his first international job as well, which is not easy to navigate the AFCON.
He only touches down next week. He's expected at least in South Africa next week. As I indicated earlier, he's 69 years old. He's certainly the oldest man that SAFA has appointed as Bafana Bafana coach. What do you imagine would be some of his immediate challenges? What would he need to address immediately the day he lands in South Africa?
First of all, he needs to pass the COVID test. At 69 years old, I don't understand how SAFA can say they expect him to be here next week when they know very well that he has to go through COVID test, he has to isolate. I mean, that's besides the point in any case. The first thing that he needs to do is, first of all, he needs to acquaint himself with the politics of this country, as well as to understand how many players, really good players, that he's got to his disposal. Because I heard the press conference, I was part of it, and he said he's hoping to build, or he's aiming to build a young Bafana squad, because that's what he's been crying for, right? But I don't think he's aware that we don't have youth structures to speak of. So he can have a dream about building a youthful Bafana Bafana. But is that going to be any good? That's the big question. So I don't like that they trapped him this way, that they allowed him to say such things without informing him that they were not adequately prepared. You know, that's why we failed when I put Afrika. It's not that we're not good at football. It's just that our structures are all over the place, you know, and it will take a lot of work. It won't take a magician. It will take a magician first. Let me say it that way. It will take a magician. But for a human, for a coach, he needs a bit of time or some support.
Which he doesn't have. Well, perhaps he does. He will have awesome support, but he certainly doesn't have time with less than 4 weeks away from the first qualifying match for the World Cup. Many people who are critical of this decision by SAFA say that he knows nothing about football in South Africa, the complexity, the players who are available, where are they in the world, and all those things, where somebody like Pitso Mosimane, for example, Gavin Hunt, and even a Benny McCarthy would be a lot more au fait with what talent pool is available for him to pick from.
After the disastrous AFCON that we had, the AFCON qualifying and not making it to AFCON, I think we would have accepted it as a country if they would have put a temporary team in place rather than appoint a full-time coach who has to start from ground zero. You know what I mean? I speak to you exactly what you're saying. You know, I share the concerns of everybody that this coach comes in with a lot of research that he needs to do where he doesn't have time to do that research. We need someone can just come in and manage the current situation that we're in. Zimbabwe is not in a great place themselves, you know. So we could have afforded to have a temporary situation, or we could have had a team of I don't know where we're going to get the coaches, whether it's the under-23 coach to take the under-23 team that is going to use at the Olympics to use them for these qualifiers. Such a temporary situation would have been more acceptable than to put a coach in such a position where he has to do so much work in a short space of time.
Should Tebogo Motlanthe, who obviously failed to qualify for the African Cup of Nations as far as Bafana Bafana is concerned, yeah, should he rejoin the national team? He was an essential part of the technical team at SAFA.
Yeah, look, SAFA, I don't trust them to manage this better than he is on the Africa. You know, there's already politics of where to place the former coach. You know, does he become a technical director? But why would he become a technical director after failing? You know, do you make him an assistant coach to the incoming coach? But will he obey the incoming coach, because he was in that hot seat just a few weeks ago? You know, so I don't know what to do in that situation on a Africa, because you know, as I said, you know, I would have preferred a more temporary situation, because as you say, as you bring out all the little, it's like peeling an onion, this thing. You've employed a coach that knows nothing about South African soccer, with a good reputation, who potentially could be very good for the country, but you're putting him in a not ideal situation, right? But you haven't thought about the kind of support structure that you're going to need for him. Are you going to take the same doctor that you used for the previous coach? Are you going to use the same physio as the previous coach? You know, all these little questions. You know, and all these things have to happen in a space of 3 weeks. You know, so it's a bit scary, you know, but I don't trust SAFA to manage the former coach's situation better than they've done already, because they dismissed him, they haven't paid him, he hasn't accepted the dismissal, so he's still getting paid monthly, a monthly salary, you know, so he's sort of still employed, he's still the Bafana Bafana head coach, and they've employed another head coach.
Imagine that, you know? Cesar. We'll leave it there. Thank you very much. And of course, we wish Hugo Broos all the best as the incoming coach of Bafana Bafana. He hopefully will land in South Africa next week and start the very important job of coaching Bafana Bafana, hopefully to qualify for the World Cup, Soccer World Cup in 2022, which will be held in Qatar. Cesar Mbebe is the columnist and a blogger. Currently underway, a PSL match between Maritzburg United and Mamelodi Sundowns. It's happening in Pretoria, and at halftime, Mamelodi Sundowns are leading Maritzburg United 1-0.